You know, Denise Kolpak out there. Denise is, you know, a very capable individual. I mean, a lot of private sector, good experience in Fargo area. Certainly, as deputy mayor, is had sitting in that chair, you get pretty steeped in what's going on. Dave Pepcorn's been there forever, and often the lone conservative voice on the, me being a conservative, I'm pointing that out, you know, often the lone conservative voice on the, you know, on the ticket or on the commission. You know, you look at that and say, well, what are they, you know, where's that going to be? You know, do you want a little more liberal side? Do you want a little more conservative side when you're looking at those budgets? How are you going to deal with that? You know, I hear Josh Boshi on the radio off and on. He comes across really well. I mean, he's experienced. He is you know, a state legislator and a legislative leader, you know, not just a legislator. But, you know, high enough in his peers in that they elect him as in leadership positions. And you listen to him and, you know, he's got some good ideas and sounds good at this point in time, what's happening. So, and let's see, who else did we have?
That Jake Coulter is the other one.
Yeah, and I don't know Jake, but, yeah. But you know, the thing that'll be interesting is these campaigns are going to unfold, right? And
right.
And we're going to hear more the closer we get to the election in June. So, you know, we want to hear about it. And I just urge people today, because of what's going on, I mean, really, we've really got to dig in and find out what these people are capable of, what their history is, what their background is, how they voted in the past, what they've been involved in. In my opinion, do they have good private sector experience? You know, Dave Pepcorn, you know, local business leader in the community as well. Denise Kolpak, private sector business experience. I think the third or fourth largest business in North Dakota. I mean, you have these people that are positioned well, good background stuff. We need to sort it out. And I think the best thing to do is to lay it against the needs of Fargo in the next years and saying, how best does a candidate fit to get that done?
Sure. And so let me ask you this question. I'm not going to ask you to endorse a candidate, but for people doing research out there that are going to be voting, what if you could just kind of break down, you're going to be voting for somebody eventually. So what kind of candidate are you going to look for? If you, when you do your background search, you're going to look for what with that candidate, with what you think is best for Fargo?
What I'm going to look for is someone, because I think, in my experience background, the budget is what drives everything. I'm going to look for someone who's willing to look at that budget deeply, to set the priorities and maybe not fund the other the lesser priorities. So I think the budget and it can't be just, you know, well, we're going to string together a few things here and, you know, fix the budget for this year and then face it again next year. I mean, these have to be someone who's willing to dig in. And if the candidates are listening, I'm going to be listening to what you say, you know, about that budget issue. That's a big thing. And then how best, if my opinion is that budget is going to be the biggest thing, how best can each of those individuals deal with that budget? Do they have the financial wherewithal, the knowledge of balance sheets and bonding and financing and things to get it done? Do they have the backbone to stick up when if you make a cut and you get public pressure or your mother-in-law jumps you in the grocery store and says, you shouldn't do that?
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
You know, do you have the backbone to build a plan, stick to it and get it done? Those are the things that I'm going to be looking for.
Okay. And what, so we talked a little bit about the budget, the financial issues with Fargo. What we mentioned the convention center a little bit and NDSU going to obviously to FBS, which I'm excited for. Right? We have season tickets. I like going to the games. They're a great time. So I'm excited they're moving up divisions. But if you could just speak a little bit on that issue, the convention center and the impact of NDSU going to Division One double A or whatever it is, single A, double A football.
Yeah, well, it's as we've seen, and I don't have any firsthand knowledge of it, but what we've seen reported is this part of the convention center siting at the Fargo Dome. The initial proposal was that the Fargo Dome Authority or the building authority that they have which has the money in it. They were going to put a bunch of that building authority money into the new convention center, which made a lot of sense. It's right there and tied in. On the other hand, now that Fargo's or the NDSU is jumping up in the level of football, now the Dome Authority has backed off a little bit and said, "Hey, by the way, we're going to have some needs in our own facility in the Fargo Dome. We've got to, you know, fix handicapped seating. We've got to change some of the you know, hallways, the dressing rooms, the, you know, the things that are going on. We got a bunch of money. We're going to have to put back into the Fargo Dome. And oh, goodness, we're not going to have as much money as we thought to put into convention center." So now there's a hole in the financing for the convention center at the Fargo Dome.
Right. And I guess before we came on air, we talked about, you know, at least we both agreed that Fargo's got the need for some kind of a convention center, right? The fact that we don't really have a viable one is a problem. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's interesting. And I hear that all the time, and I don't know if we're losing conventions to Sioux Falls or we're losing conventions to Bismarck or, you know, something like that. But certainly having been in the Fargo Dome, having been in the Civic Center for events, having things, I mean, I think it's clear that Fargo could use certainly an upgraded and extended capacity convention center in town. And I think it's, you could make it affordable. I think it'd be helpful for the community and is needed.
Okay. No, that's good. And we've had about four minutes left. Is there anything with Fargo you'd like to talk about? Otherwise, I do have one other question for you.
let's skip over Fargo now for now, and hopefully that the new mayor that's coming up is going to be able to deal with the budget and the infrastructure of Fargo, the continued growth of Fargo. I'm sitting here looking out the window at all these apartment buildings. I'm going, apartment building after apartment building after apartment building, and Fargo is one of the least percentages of home ownership in the United States.
Did not know that.
Why is that? You know, and why aren't people here? And, you know, the problem, great, people want to live in apartments, but it's transient.